Case number 9752, Brantwin Beach Realty LLC, southeast of Rehoboth Avenue, extended 369 feet southwest of Church Street. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please keep it down?
Folks, we have four more hearings. Please keep it down. Thank you.
They're requesting a special use exception for the reduction of the parking spaces from 9 to 5 for an office building. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
Is your right hand here?
This is Mr. Durr.
I'm your attorney?
Yes. Ronald Durr. I'm a member of Brantwin Beach Realty, 704 Rehoboth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right.
Some prior witness, I think, left.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. Good evening. Thank you. I know you've had a long evening already. I won't try to take too much of your time. I'm Stephen Spence. I'm an attorney who was retained by the applicant to present this application, and I have a few exhibits that I wanted to add to the existing record, if I might, and then I'll make a short recitation and then ask Mr. Durr to answer any questions you might have. In our effort to contact our neighbors and see what their reaction would be to this application, we solicited letters in support of our application. So I'd like to put those two, one of which I think may have already been received today by facsimile from Gallo Realtors.
Yes.
And there may have been other been from Ice Ventures, perhaps. Okay, so they're already in your file. So I don't need to add those. We did have one additional exhibit. We have been in the process of trying to obtain a revised entrance permit for this site, which will make some sense in a minute when I go through it. And so I'd like to put that in. You just happened to have received that last Thursday. So I'll put that in.
Entrance approval?
It requires us to submit the site plan to the Planning and Zoning Board its stamp, but that's the preliminary approval letter. And then I have... Sorry, keep running around, Mr. Durr. I also thought we would put in the record a copy of the cover sheet and site plan that were submitted by our architect to the building officials department, wherein we continued, I guess is the right way to describe it, the confusion over whether or not the site plan and the provision of 5 parking spaces was something that was, quote-unquote, approved. We later learned that the procedure that was supposed to be followed wasn't, but I thought I'd put it into the record as some indication as to why our client thought at the time that they reapplied for their building permit for this site that they actually had the site plan approved. So I'd like to submit 2 copies of the first page of the plans that were the set that were reviewed for code compliance and required to remain at the site, as well as the page that was several pages back, which contained the site plan showing a site with only 5 parking spaces on it. And then I'll explain all that in a minute as to why that means anything. This is just 2 copies of this of the 2 documents.
Rubber band?
I've known Mr. Durr for a number of years. I'm sure he wishes he was never contacting me about this particular problem because he also does my taxes. He's an accountant, a CPA. This original building project contemplated the use of an existing structure that had on the site a space for 5 existing parking spaces and a building of total square footage, not usable square footage, but total square footage of slightly over 1,000 square feet on 2 floors. It was an old house that was on this location when Brantwin purchased this property in 2004. They did seek approval of an entrance permit and a site plan in November of 2004 through Planning and Zoning and DelDOT. They got that preliminary entrance plan approved, applied for a building permit to renovate that old building. And then during the renovation process, their original contractor discovered that the structure was not sitting on the underground foundation in a way that they could do the renovations and have the building be structurally sound. They tore the building down thinking they could proceed with rebuilding, which it turned out they could not. At which point the building official's office asked them or insisted that they stop any construction on the site until they retain the services of a licensed engineer or architect and submitted a full set of architectural plans. So GMB was then retained. No one was thinking at that time about the parking requirements for this site, but GMB was retained, prepared and submitted full architectural plans for a new structure on the site. The new structure was considerably larger, and I know it's all obvious to you, but to my client it wasn't obvious that an additional step was left out by everybody, which is to submit a revised site plan to show how this larger building would be located on the site and how you would the site itself would comply with the existing Sussex County Code for parking, which requires the calculation of one space for every 200 square feet of usable space. Well, a set of plans and the old site plan showing five parking spaces on the site were submitted to the building inspector's office. The building permit was reissued. They went about constructing the building, and then somewhere during the process between the start of construction and the end, when you would typically ask for your certificate of occupancy, the engineer and I think the building inspector advised the client that you guys have done this backwards. You only have five parking spaces on a site that requires nine based on the calculation of the square footage. In addition to which, it was made clear that the original entrance, DelDOT entrance permit, was no longer valid because it was based on the prior site plan when we had the old building there and not for the new building. So at that point, I didn't know any of this at the time, but they approached me after figuring this all out and asked for what we should do. So I went and visited Lawrence Lank at the Planning and Zoning and asked him what his recommendations would be. And he recommended that we prepare a revised site plan, which is what's attached to your exhibit set. And we used that or a version substantially similar to that to also apply for a revised entrance permit with DelDOT. Lawrence recommended that we make application before the Board of Adjustment for a, what we actually, we weren't sure exactly whether it should be a variance or a special exception, but I think we concluded that one or the other would work, wherein we would request that the parking that would be required for this site, which is nine spaces based on the approximately 1,700, it's actually between 1,700 and 1,800 square feet of usable space under the county code definition, because frankly that's all the site could fit. I can tell you that we, I myself and Roger Gross from Mirrorstone and Mr. Durr tried every configuration we could try to get more than five legal parking spaces on this site, and we ultimately could not come up with more than five. We got close with respect to space that we might have been able to put on the easterly side of the building, but it wasn't to have a full legal space in that spot. It encroached upon the width of the driveway itself and would have created another variance problem. Now, with respect to the immediate neighbors, Prudential Gallo, or the S.E. Gallo Family Limited Partnership, actually owns the parcel to our east on Rehoboth Avenue. It's one of their realty offices. They own the parcel to the rear of our lot, and they own, excuse me, and that's the two that they own. The third side, the westerly side of the of this particular parcel is owned by a family charitable trust, I believe, where the ultimate beneficiary is the YMCA. Mr. Purnell, I think, might be a trustee of a trust, which the child or remainder beneficiary of is the YMCA. And we approached the YMCA about this problem as well. And in fact, they have agreed to allow us to park our employee parking on that side. They were not prepared. I think they felt for tax reasons and for other just historical reasons, they were not prepared to agree to a recorded easement related to that. And so we couldn't separately satisfy the county code requirement regarding that. But they have agreed that we can continue to park there if and when we are able to use the building. So in summary, while we're approaching this bass ackward, as they say, this should have all been accomplished before the first brick went on the site and the first foundation was poured through the, I guess it's best to say, a little bit of a lack of communication among the various parties, the contractor, the the engineer, and then ultimately the architect in the building official's office. This structure was constructed, and I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a very handsome, well-designed building, but without having provided for adequate parking right from the get-go. So we're asking at this point for the board to consider giving us a special exception to allow us to have only 5 parking spaces. We indicated in our application, if required as a condition to approval, we would provide that the employees of any user of the building would park off-site. Our current idea is that we would use the Y lot to the west of the parcel. If anyone has any questions of Mr. Durr, or if you want to add anything, as I said, we are somewhat embarrassed to have to be here asking for this after the building's already been built, but we are, and so that's about all we can add at the moment.
Okay. Yes. Well, I met with Betty Gallo today, and she's willing to work out some parking arrangements because the lot that is in our rear is the one that it's her overflow lot, and that's predominantly used during the summer and on Saturdays, and we're not there. So we'd be willing to work out a parking arrangement with her, too.
And I wasn't aware of that, but that's... So I don't have anything else unless the board has questions.
You said the Y, too?
Y's on our westerly side.
Yeah, right.
And we do have an arrangement with them to allow us to park there.
Okay.
We didn't have anything that we could record as an easement on the property, but we do have an arrangement.
Okay.
Yes.
Are there any further questions from members of the board?
Okay. No, sir.
Hey, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9752 as laid out before us this evening.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCade and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9752. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.